Next weekend at a park in New York City, seekers and beaters and snitches will toss around quaffles and bludgers at the 4th annual Quidditch World Cup, the game inspired by Harry Potter. Now, if you recall, proper Quidditch is played on flying broomsticks.
The quaffle is released, and the game begins!
And so to make it work in our world, you'd have to either A, rewrite the laws of physics, or B, tamp down expectations, play on the ground, and call it Muggle Quidditch.
Beaters, raise your hands.
Keepers, raise your hands.
Brooms down, eyes closed. The snitch is loose. Brooms up.
This is a recent practice of the University of Maryland's Quidditch team. There are 7 players to a side. They all straddle brooms. They all wear capes. The field is elliptical. At each end of the ellipse are 3 hula hoops mounted on poles. And the rest of the rules are a bit too complicated to explain here, but basically there are a lot of people running around throwing balls in different directions.
It feels like flying except you're on the ground.
Intercollegiate Quidditch has been around for about 3 years. It started at Middlebury College in Vermont.
Harry was essentially the same age in the first book as I was when the books came out.
That's Alex Benepy. He's the commissioner of the International Quidditch Association and one of the founders of Muggle Quidditch.
I would say the majority of people in a typical liberal arts college like Harry Potter. It's like my generation's Star Wars. Everybody has seen it and loves it.
Now, as the story goes, Muggle Quidditch began one autumn afternoon in Middlebury, Vermont, when bocce got boring.
Every Sunday we would play bocce. And we would dress up in sort of faux European clothing and heckle each other in British accents. And then one weekend, Xander was like, you know what, I'm bored of bocce. Let's play a real-life version of Quidditch.
The next weekend, Alex and his friends got together to try it.
We were wearing towels as capes. We had household corncob brooms. Our goal hoops were hula hoops duct taped to chairs and then a few garbage cans. And it was amazing.
Another Middlebury student named Xander Manschell decided to write down formal rules using J.K. Rowling's imaginary game as a guide. And except for the flying, the game is pretty much the same.
Go!
I can!
Let go!
Just get him, go.
Fast forward to 2010, there are now more than 400 intercollegiate Quidditch teams around the world. Almost every Northeastern liberal arts college fields a squad. And so the inevitable is happening. Quidditch is going mainstream. The captain of Maryland's team, Valerie Fishman, is trying to get the sport recognized by the NCAA.
I think that having NCAA status will make it a little bit, give it a little bit more credibility. And it might help keep it around a little bit longer because I'm kind of hoping that it stays around after the Harry Potter generation leaves college.
But until then, the winner of this year's International Quidditch World Cup will still be able to proudly display the international trophy, which is
made of plastic, spray-painted gold. The main body is a vodka bottle with a plastic serving saver on top filled with chocolate coins and a plastic wizard. And we write the winner's name on the trophy in Sharpie.